this. All right, Zach Osborne. Oh, we could have won. I thought we were going to win.
I was close. I felt, you know, obviously I'm super stoked to get second, and I have to keep it all in perspective, but I let one get away, honestly. Clipped that off and gave me a strange, like, little kick, and I missed my rear brake, and then kind of nosed up the berm. But
almost went into the Mathis Memorial net.
I did. I was like, dang it. But, yeah, I mean, all in all, dude, I rode what I feel is really well. And, yeah, just, like, being up there, passing for the lead, and being in position to win was a huge, huge deal for me. So I'm really happy with how it went.
It was funny. It was the race that nobody seemed to want. Eli made mistakes. You made mistakes. Baggett made mistakes. Yeah, it seemed like nobody – and Coop took the win, obviously, with a steady ride. But you guys, I felt, were all maybe a little faster, but – we're making mistakes.
Yeah, Coop's, you know, I said in the press conference, he's got that, like, championship year thing going where you just, it's all, you know, the water's part. And, yeah, he was the best guy tonight, you know, not taking anything away from him. He was really good. But there in the middle of the race, I felt like I was, you know, almost waiting on him at times and finally made the pass and felt good leading. And then, yeah, it all went away just so quick, you know.
I don't know. Maybe I need to watch the race again, but it felt like he's your quasi-teammate. It felt like... got a little rough, or not a little. You didn't. I don't know. I felt like you were really being.
I got a little impatient. Okay. I definitely.
When I don't mean you were trying to take him out. None of that.
But, like, I wanted him to either go or let me go. Yeah, one of the two, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, let's figure this out.
Yeah, let's see. Let's make something happen here, because they were catching us from behind. Yeah. And I felt like I had some places where I was faster. I was getting that triple before the finish line every lap, which was a huge, huge deal. You know, I said to Weege, like, I don't know that I've ever been in a section where it's either double, 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 or double, triple, single, that the triple, single makes such a big difference, you know?
Was it just also, too, a little bit of carry momentum into that turn?
Right.
The end of the turn, you could get, you know, the finish line was super tiny, the traction was really good, so you could literally do the finish line from the bales, you know?
Yeah.
So you could just keep that really tight and do the finish line, and it just seemed so quick, you know?
Yeah.
You took a while to get that three. You did the three in practice, you told me.
Yeah.
Didn't do the four. And then I thought it took you a little while longer than I thought to do the whole section in the main.
Yeah, well, Eli did it in front of me like three laps in a row, and I was like, man, he's making that look really easy. But Coop was going inside double three on off and was really not losing anything. So I was like, do I do it? Do I not? Do I do it? Do I not? And then finally I came around one lap, and I was just like, screw it, I'm going for it. So I just popped it, and it was actually really easy once I did it there. You know, I probably did it like six or seven times in the middle of the race, and it was pretty simple. But man, the track was pretty nasty. Actually, that tabletop where I made the mistake, three on off, if you went 3-4, you obviously missed that. So, but the tabletop, the landing, dude, the thing was just like chuck holed out, and you had to land straight in the hole. If you landed in two holes, I think that's actually what happened to me. I kind of landed a little bit off center on one of the holes and clipped off, and then up the berm I went.
Yeah, it was nobody I've talked to tonight is fans of the track. It was more fans of the soil, the dirt. Hard pack in some spots, slippery, grabs your tire in other spots, some sinkholes, things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I have a good feeling here. I won here in 17, probably one of the best races I've ever ridden in my life. I started eighth and was leading by like 8 minutes into the main. So I had a good feeling coming here. I love the day program. I like it when they shorten it up. I think it's much more reasonable for us, and I think that's how it should be every weekend, honestly.
I watched the race next to Alden Baker up in the press box.
Was he losing his mind? A couple of times after we came off the track, I was talking to Coop, and then he walked up, and we were both like, dude, I was thinking about you while I was out there. Like, Alden must be losing his mind right now.
He grabbed my shoulder at one point. Another point, it was, eesh, oosh, come on, my man.
Those are the tense moments. If you heard those words out loud, those are tense moments.
No, he was, because you were getting not rough with Webb. I don't want to make it sound like that, but you were getting aggressive with Webb, who's
like
leading
said,
the points.
I was getting impatient. Yeah. Like, I wanted him to go on. You know, I knew I was holding back a little bit, and the hard thing was it was hard to make a, like, just a pass, you know, instead of, you know, like, just like the one I did on Baggett, it was, I had to go in there and make him stop to pass him. And finally, when I kind of faked Coop to the inside and then went down the left side of the whoops, which were really good, and I was able to make the pass. You know, it was one of those deals, but it was a good race for me.
Yeah, it was really good. Congratulations. Led some laps. Might have been able to win, but took a second. You got to be stoked. One more to go?
Yep, thank you. I hope I can carry this momentum into next weekend and then into the outdoors.
Next Shifting Gears pod, do we know yet?
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be yesterday with Chad, but he didn't make it, so I'm going to get a couple in this week while I'm in California. And, yeah, keep plugging away.
Good to hear. Thanks.
Thanks.